The ethnic and religious divisions in Iraq are major stumbling blocks to the formation of a new government. U.S. efforts to begin negotiations among the various groups are being complicated by rivalries and attempts to dominate a new political structure. The history of these divisions takes on new importance in the aftermath of Saddam Hussein's defeat. Michael Gunter is professor of political science at Tennessee Tech University and the author of The Kurdish Predicament in Iraq. He spoke with NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams.
Iraq contains an unusually complicated mix of people, each with a very strong ethnic identity. Among the people living in Iraq today are Arabs, Kurds, and Turkmen. And there are divisions within each of these groups. For example, the Arab majority is divided among Sunni Muslims, Shiite Muslims, and even a small number of Christians.
Arabs are the vast majority. Shiites are about two-thirds of the population of Iraq. Sunnis are about one-fifth of the population. The Kurds are probably about 20% of the Iraqi population. The Turkmen, maybe 2% of the population. The Christians are a fascinating holdover from the earlier Middle East before the Islamic conquest in the 600s. Percentage-wise, it's under 1%.
What do you mean when you say Arabs?
The Arabs in Iraq are by far the majority. They are the people who were Arabized when the Arabs originally burst out of the Arab Peninsula and conquered this part of the world around 650, and closely related, incidentally, to the Jewish people.
Now, you mentioned that there were several other groups, Kurds, Turkmen, and then Christian groups.
Exactly. The Christians and Turkmen tend to be in the north, along with the Kurds tend to claim some of the same lands in the north, which lead to potential problems.
And the Arabs then occupy the south and central parts of Iraq?
Exactly. There are not many Arabs in the north.
How did all these groups come to exist side by side in one country called Iraq?
During World War I, of course, this was still all the Ottoman Empire, but during World War I, the British and French decided to split the Middle East up between themselves, and the British ended up with this area, which we call Iraq today. So it was an artificially created state to serve the interests of British imperialism at the end of World War I.
So tell me, Professor, why is it that these groups are constantly in conflict?
To some extent, probably Western nationalism infected them in the 18th and 19th century, because historically what unified most of these groups was the banner of Islam. And ethnic differences, although there were not such great differences, they all were unified as Muslims. But when Western ideas of nationalism entered the Middle East, this awoke among various groups their senses of ethnic differences and created conflicts. So historically, you did not see many of these conflicts that we see today.
Professor Gunter, in the aftermath of the current war, what are the prospects that these various groups inside Iraq can get along and form some sort of coalition government?
I'm cautiously optimistic here because, for one thing, in the past decade, the Kurds in the north of Iraq have been creating a functioning democracy, which has been quite successful. Also, Iraq has many of the prerequisites for democracy. It has a certain amount of internal wealth from oil and water, a highly educated population, and maybe psychologically a determination that after 80 years of strongman rule and dictatorships, they want something better.
Professor, is there one kind of leader who can lead all the people of Iraq with all the divisions that exist?
But we'll just have to wait and see who eventually emerges. He will very likely be an Arab, and the Shiites, as you know, constitute two-thirds of the population of Iraq. You would think he would be a Shiite. However, the Shiites have a history of being the downtrodden majority who are politically the minority.
Professor Gunter believes the first step the U.S. must take to encourage democracy in Iraq is to set a timetable for American advisors to get out. Michael Gunter teaches political science at Tennessee Tech in Cookeville, Tennessee. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.